Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from the food closet here at Ascension Lutheran Church. And this morning I'm coming to you from the food closet because I want to talk about stewardship. Actually, I want to talk about generosity, but that's tied with stewardship. This last week I attended a meeting where the keynote speaker talked about stewardship, and he actually then changed the topic to generosity. And what's the difference between stewardship and generosity, right? I mean, maybe there's only a hair's breadth. I mean, it's semantics. But as we think about living generously, it is being generous with the resources that we have and providing for others. And our speaker made the distinction, Tim Brown is his name. He made the distinction between abundance and sufficiency. And that caught me, and it took a little while for me to kind of think that through and process that. I might have missed part of what he was saying, because I was trying to understand the importance of that distinction. And he talked about, if we talk about things as being abundant, then we only think about sharing perhaps what's left over, right? If we've got an abundance of things, that means we have more than we need, and we only share the things that we don't need or that they spill over. Where sufficiency is that if you have what is sufficient, maybe you would be willing to share what is above and beyond what you need, what is sufficient for your needs, so that others might have their needs met. Generosity, I think, is about living life, not only thinking of your own needs, but being aware of and thinking about the needs of others. And as followers of Jesus, I think each of us are called to acknowledge certainly our own personal relationship with him, but then also acknowledge how we live in relationship with everyone around us, and to remember the command to love the Lord your God and to love your neighbor as yourself. Last week, we had one of our housing insecure friends, a homeless gentleman who's been here quite a lot, and I've had a number of conversations with him, and someday he promises me he'll come on a Sunday to worship with us. So I'm not going to share his name with you in case he does, because I don't have his permission to tell this story. But I was asking about his girlfriend, and I knew he and his girlfriend had been working to turn their lives around, to get out of the rut they're in, to seek employment, and to get clean, and to kind of re-engage society in the ways that most of us would consider to be more normative than living on the street. And so I asked him about his girlfriend, and he told me that she had received a settlement. She'd been in an accident some time ago and received a settlement, and had bought a car and had gotten a job and had moved up to Auburn, where she was working full time and was doing great. And she invited him to come with her. And he said no. He said he's still working on some things himself. He didn't want to drag her down. He didn't want to use her good fortune for his own sake. And so he's still working. He's still working it hard. He's got a job, and he was trying to find access to a laundromat to clean his clothes, because it's difficult to, where he had been washing his clothes was no longer available. And we talked about resources and stuff. We talked about God. I'd given him a Bible about a month ago. We talked about Martin Luther. He was clear he's read it. But I was struck by, here's somebody who from my perspective has great need, and here's this woman he's been in a relationship with, who he's still in a relationship with, who ended up with a step up. And rather than go with her, he didn't want to pull her down. And I think generously, I mean, she was trying to be generous to him, but I think generously, he said, no, you go. I'll be here and I will join you when I can get myself together. And I think what generosity looks like in every circumstance can be different. And it's not just a one-size-fits-all. Certainly, We have folks who come here, and the generosity they need is a bag of food or two bags. Maybe what they need is a Bible. Maybe they need somebody to listen to them. Maybe they need their rent paid or a utility bill or a tank of gas. Maybe they need to know that they're seen and somebody remembers their name, not just that they're a person who comes in and asks for food, but actually sees them and knows their name. So that's my encouragement to you, as it's been an encouragement to me to be generous, to live generously, to try to imagine what that looks like today and see the opportunities to be generous to those whom you encounter, and also open yourself up to allowing other people to be generous to you, I think is another powerful and loving way to engage the world. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me. I look forward to seeing you next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.